Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents You'll Miss Me When I'm Gone by Kevin O'Brien, narrated by Tom Zingarelli. Chapter 1. Thursday, October 8th, 12:21 p.m. Seattle. There was no backing out of it now. She'd already mentioned to Luke that she had something important to discuss with him over lunch. Of course, that had been this morning, before he'd had his coffee, before he'd gone off to the theater to work on rehearsals and rewrites for his new play. Luke might have forgotten by now. Hell, he probably didn't even remember they had a lunch date. So she texted him a quick reminder before leaving his place. She hadn't heard back from him yet. Andrea Boyle had her phone in the cup holder of her car, in case he called. Sitting at the wheel, she focused on the road ahead. It was a short drive from his townhouse apartment to the theater in the Seattle Center. As her 8-year-old, red VW Beetle took the steep descent on Queen Anne Avenue, a few drops of rain hit the windshield. It wasn't quite enough to switch on the wipers yet. Andrea had been in Seattle only a few months, but she'd already figured out that true Seattleites didn't use their wipers or umbrellas until the rain started coming down heavy and hard. She'd moved here from Washington, D.C., with her 17-year-old nephew Spencer. Andrea was a copy editor. She polished manuscripts for authors before they sent their work off to publishers. She copy-edited everything, from textbooks to thrillers to bodice-ripper romances. It was a job she could do anywhere, which made moving to Seattle a bit easier. In fact, she'd first met Luke at a party in the home of her one and only Seattle client, a true crime writer. Andrea had relocated with the hope that she and Spencer could start fresh where no one knew them. She'd made a dozen calls and filled out a pile of documents to have Spencer's last name legally changed. Too many people had heard of Spencer.